Welcome to Radio New Zealand, recording from our studio in Wellington. We're glad to be back, and today a topic that is dear to all of us, Māori tattoos, a sacred representation of Māori people's ancestry and family. It's now more and more democratised, as the likes of American stars Rihanna and Mike Tyson have gotten tamoko. This has caused much controversy. So we're going to ask you, is everyone entitled to have a Māori tattoo? To answer this question, we'll be speaking with Professor Nakora later. But first, we'd like to hear what British students, on a school trip to our beautiful country, think about the question. So tell us, is everyone entitled to have a Māori tattoo?
I think it could be seen as really disrespectful, because isn't that cultural appropriation? Yeah. So taking a sign or something from a culture, and maybe because it looks cool or there's this idea that it's cool, and using it in that way rather than knowing the culture and respecting the culture for its historical kind of richness.
I think it's quite complicated because it depends on the motivation for it. So if it's someone who like really does appreciate Maori culture or whatever, or who really wants to be involved in it, then I don't really see a huge problem. But if it's someone who's just taken really traditional, meaningful symbols and are just like, oh, these look quite cool, I'm going to use them, then they shouldn't do that, but I'm not sure we can prevent them from doing it either.
I think ultimately it's your body, so you should be able to do what you want with it.
I personally think, obviously, there are times when cultural appropriation isn't appropriate, but I feel like getting a Maori tattoo wouldn't be one of those cases. I think it would be symbolic of an appreciation for the culture, so I can't see how it would be disrespectful.
I can just kind of imagine a situation in a tattoo like parlour where they have all the tattoos that you can get, and someone says, oh, that looks nice, but they have no idea that it's even Maori, you know?
I don't really see how that's disrespectful, though. Like, the end of the day, it's just a symbol, and, like, you can learn about what it means. I'd say I personally think Jean-Paul Gaultier would have been celebrating Maori culture and promoting it by displaying the tattoos on his models. It sort of gives the culture some exposure and would have encouraged people to learn about it. And the Maoris faced atrocities by the British, unfortunately. And I feel like more people would have been inclined to look that up after seeing the Maori tattoos, and like creating a sense of public consciousness of events, historical events, is very important, I'd argue. And if you can do that through exploring different people's cultures through their fashion sense and what they wore, I think that's quite a good thing to be able to do.